Let me welcome you to this first installment of Above the Clouds after my return from the sacred pilgrimage to Braj. Today we will look at a subject matter that is of utmost importance to me. Let us read a verse. Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hrit saroja aseshu tekshita pato nanunata pungsam yad yaddiyata urugaya vibhavayanti tat tat vapu pranayase sat anugrahaya. It's a prayer. O my Lord, your devotees can see you through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing, and thus their hearts become cleansed and you take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. Let us study a little bit this process of seeing the Lord in the heart. In our Vaishnava tradition, there are many wonderful statements about this type of heart seeing. For instance, Narottam says, "Come, my Lord, and reside within the temple of the heart." Or in the Brahma Sanghita, we find Brahma saying where it is that the saints see the Lord. He says, the saints see him in the innermost core of the heart. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur talks about this temple of the heart as a space in which the Lord exists and to where we can also go and meet him. He says in one of his commentaries, "You, Krishna, exist within your abode in the temple of the heart, and you can be met there when the door to the entrance has been unlocked or opened by bhakti yoga." So yes, there is a space within, a space within the heart, which some call the sky of the heart, or others the lotus of the heart, or the sacred space, or the temple of the heart. And it is in this space where the Lord resides and where he can be met. There are many, many statements in the scriptures which describe that the body is like a tree and there's a nest inside where the soul, the jiva, lives, but where also his friend is residing, the super soul. I would like to share with you a wonderful story about the sacred space within the heart, and then give some tips how you can actually go to this space and meet the Lord. In Srila Rupa Goswami's Nectar of Devotion, or Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, we hear of a Brahmana who was really not well to do. He lived a peaceful life, content with what he got, but he was really poor. And that gave him some trouble because he wanted to offer the Lord opulent worship. So once he was in a lecture, and there the lecturer said how the Vaishnava activities like the worship of the Lord can be performed even in meditation. You do not need to offer the Lord physical objects. You can do so in the mind. and in the mind. Your creativity is, and your what you can offer is never limited. So the Brahmana took this to heart. Every morning he took his bath in a sacred river, and then he did some pranayama exercises which prepare the mind for meditation, and then he fixed the form of the Lord in his mind. In his meditation, he imagined himself dressing the Lord very nicely in costly garments. He put ornaments of priceless jewels on him, decorated the Lord with a helmet and all kinds of paraphernalia. Then he offered his obeisances by bowing down before the Lord. After that, he meditated on cleaning the temple very nicely. And finally, he, still in meditation, filled water jugs made of gold and silver with holy water from many holy rivers. He collected flowers, fruits, incense, sandalwood pulp for worship, and offered everything very meticulously to the Lord for the Lord's satisfaction. Then he offered an arati and finally concluded all activities by worshipping the Lord. Now for many, many years, this Brahmana daily executed these processes. One day, he imagined that he prepared some sweet rice with milk and sugar. The sweet rice was very hot. So as he brought this offering into the temple, his fingers slipped and went into the still hot sweet rice and got burned. His meditation broke because he felt pain in his finger, actual pain. While this happened, Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha smiled humorously, and he sent an airplane to bring the Brahmana into his presence. In this way, the Brahmana got an eternal place in Vaikuntha, in the association of the Lord, and never left. Srila Prabhupada comments. He says, "This shows us how the Lord is all-pervading, in spite of being locally situated in his abode. Although the Lord was present in Vaikuntha, he was also present in the heart of the Brahmana when he was meditating on the worshipping process." So yes, the Lord is present in the heart. You can visit him there. Srila Prabhupada once wrote about this sacred space in his own heart. He said, "I think that His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur is always seeing my activities and is guiding me from within my heart by His words. As it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Tena Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye, spiritual inspiration comes from within the heart, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is sitting in His Paramatma feature with all His devotees and associates." The question, I think, is how do we get into this sacred space within the heart? I would like to offer you a three-step process. First step, become aware that you are not the body, but a spiritual soul. See, we are talking about a spiritual place. To go there, you have to become more spiritual. Often we hear, when you want to enter fire, then you have to become fire. So you need to realize I'm not this body, and not simply theoretically, but you need to mature into a practical realization. What helps me is I sometimes post little yellow post-its on the mirror, and it says on the post-it, "You are not the body." The next step is step two, practice the observer position. You have to make a little distance between your thoughts and not react to them passionately or ignorantly. You can witness your thought without identifying once you have created a distance. A witness sees the thought, "I want to buy a new purple car," as interesting. My mind now thinks it wants to buy a new purple car. Now I'm quoting this from Bhurijan Prabhu. When the mood of witnessing, he says, is evoked, the mode of goodness tends to increase and the mind slows down. One has opened a space, even a very small one, and provided a little more freedom to choose. Then he says, let me repeat that. With increased goodness, free choice expands, and one may note, alluring as any thought may appear, I'm not that thought. The thought is simply mine, something passing through the doorway of the mind. And the last step is to bring your awareness to the fact that the Lord is right next to you. The Bhagavatam says, through steady meditation, I, Krishna, am worshipped within the inner space of the heart. So yes, meditate. It is my misfortune that I have been absent from my relationship to Krishna and instead have been wandering the world in the repeated cycle of birth and death. Helplessly, I have identified with one material body after another. But now, my fortune has turned. I met Srila Prabhupada through his books and his followers, and I've learned from him about my eternal identity as pure spirit. I'm a resident of the spiritual world. I'm a soul completely different from the gross and subtle body. And then see actually the Lord within your heart, either a deity, a picture. Meditate on his attractive, sweet and gentle smile. And pray to him that, now my Lord, I want to surrender to you. I'm your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. It is not so difficult to go into the space in the heart. First, meditate, I'm the eternal soul, I belong to the Lord. Second, bring your awareness to the Lord and turn to him in prayer. Actually, that's the third thing. Second, practice the observer position. Don't identify with the passing thoughts and so on. And third, turn to the Lord, pray to him, and serve him wonderfully. I thank you very much. I wish you all the best in this simple but so powerful meditation about the sacred space in the heart, where you can meet actually the Lord. Hare Krishna, and see you very soon for the next Above the Clouds.